The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ AM, Intercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates. This is AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business, providing opportunities to discover information to help you run your business and guide your decision-making. The more you know, the better decisions you make. AHA Business Radio is produced by Alan Hirsch Advisors. For more information, log on to ahabusinessradio.com. To join in tonight's conversation, call 410-481-1300. Now, here's your host for AHA Business Radio, Alan Hirsch.
Good evening. Welcome to tonight's show. This is a special CEO spotlight show where I'll have four business owners. Jennifer Devos and Kevin Miller are with me right now from the owners of Copper Kitchen, the caterer out in southwest Baltimore. So, Jennifer, what motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
Well, I guess making sure that our company employees keep their jobs, and that's pretty motivating. I feel like I've been on straight commission all my working life, so that has not ended. And we just have a great thing going here, and that's what motivates me.
And Kevin, what motivates you? I know you're a great chef.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having us, first of all. I think just what motivates me is just being a business owner and, you know, owning your own company and having to, you know, just the passion that we have, you know, the passion that Jen and I have for the company and for the staff and for what we do and for creating all these wonderful events we do. It just kind of the driving force.
So you got started. How'd you get started? You started around 8 years ago.
We started 8 years ago. It was a completely unplanned business. I had a concierge business at the time after being in the mortgage business for 10 years and started the concierge business in 2008 and started with my one employee and just, you know, didn't really know what I was doing, so it was a lot of mistakes along the road. And then Kevin came aboard in 2009 because I had a need for private chefing, and he was the amazing executive chef at one of the best restaurants in Baltimore. And the owner decided to close it to focus on her other location. And he came aboard private chefing, and one thing led to another. They were, you know, our clients were asking us to do dinner parties. We started doing a meal delivery service, and then we started off doing some house parties. And we kind of looked at each other one day, and we were like looking at each other. We're catering, you know that, right? And I said, do you want to make, you know, you want to go into business together and, you know, do it officially? And he's like, yeah, let's give it a shot. And that was in 2010, and we started off three employees. It was myself, Kevin, and a sous chef, and we specialized in house parties. And so it was three of us. And now today we have over 30 full-time employees. We have a staff of over 100 of servers, bartenders, and event chefs. And last year we did over 600 events.
So you've grown substantially.
Quite a bit.
So what is one of the biggest things you had to deal with in growing that quickly in a 8 year period, 9 year period?
I guess the hardest thing is really finding, you know, key employees and teaching them what you do. And then at the same time also, you know, putting processes in place and communication with the different departments and just finding the right people as we grow.
Because in your business, each event is a personalized, customized mm-hmm. event.
Yes, it's very personal.
And you have to have the staff, the waiters and waitresses and the captains and the whatever you call them, they need to be professional every step of the way, or it can ruin the event for the participants.
Yes, it's a very daunting situation when you think about all of that, especially when it's somebody's wedding, which we do over 100 of them a year. And, you know, it's their special day, and it has to go off without a hitch, because, you know, we want that lasting memory to be a positive experience for them. And, of course, we want to make it as memorable as possible, with the fact that we gave them the best food and service ever.
So go ahead. You were going to say something?
And that's another challenge, too, of growing, especially when you're, you know, putting on a show, so to speak, is what we do. We serve beautiful food, and everything has to come together with the service and the whole team and the management and the bartenders. And it's always a challenge catering, because you want to keep integrity and the quality of the food consistent, no matter if it's an event for 20 people or 1,000 people. But, you know, it always promotes challenges, and I think we've come up on the good end of mostly.
I would certainly hope so. When you've grown from 3 events to, you know, 600 events, I mean, that's basically 3 a day,
right?
2.5 a day, and some, I guess sometimes you're doing 8 and 10 events in a day.
Oh yeah,
that's correct.
And that's a lot of cooking, Kevin.
Right, it is. We have a great team. It's all about the team that we built, and you know, we're very grateful to have the team that mm-hmm. we have.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned, and I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it, but you had a very special catering event last August. If you want to talk about it, can you talk about it on the air? I guess you can. Okay.
I'm not really sure if we can.
I think we had a non-disclosure that was
kind of a non-disclosure, okay. But it was a gentleman.
It was a very, very special gentleman.
Very special.
That's correct.
That you dealt with and worked very closely
yes.
with. So what's the largest event you've had?
We've done an event as large as 1,000 people. And we're getting ready to do another really spectacular event that we're excited about coming up. Mention it?
Yeah, if you want.
It's the Boys Latin Gala for 640 people.
Okay.
And they're celebrating their 175th anniversary this year.
Well, that's great.
So we're very honored to be a part of that celebration.
So you're doing events all over the city?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All over the area. You're going as far as Washington, I guess. Do you go as far as Washington?
We have done some things in Washington before, yeah.
But very minimal. We do about 10 to 12 events, and we do see Washington as maybe our next, you know, venture into as we continue to grow.
So go ahead.
We don't want to be the biggest caterer in Baltimore, but we want to be the best, and we definitely know where we want our growth path to tap out at, because we feel like if we want to be super big, we don't want to lose the quality of our product.
So where do you want to be, and, you know, where do you want to get to? If you're doing 600 events, how many more events, and when do you think you're going to get there?
We're hoping to be there in the next 3 years. We want to go to a growth rate. We want to tap out at about 8 million. And right now, we're halfway there.
Okay. So 1,200 events.
That's correct.
Yes.
If you want to put a number of events,
yes.
I mean, it's not usually that I get the dollar amounts on right. the show, but I think that's a very, very ambitious program. One question I usually ask the guests, you've been an entrepreneur and developing this business. If someone came to you as someone that wanted to go into the restaurant business or the catering business, what one piece of advice or two pieces of advice you would give them?
So I would definitely put your money investment in a great business plan and making sure that you have all of your books in line with proper chart of accounts and making sure all of your contracts are in order. And it's definitely worth the investment to have a lawyer do your contracts.
Yes. the one thing that I think that so often is noticed or not noticed is in your kind of business, which you're working when other people play.
That's true.
If you don't have a passion for it, you can't succeed in it.
Very true.
And you obviously have a passion for the cooking and preparation of the food, and you for Jennifer for the work to make it work.
Yes.
And if you don't have that passion, you don't need to be in that kind of a business.
Right.
And I want to thank you both. How can listeners reach you, give you a call, find out what kind of food they want?
Thank you, Alan. Our website is copperkitchenmd.com. All our contact information is on that website.
Okay.
As well as pictures. We have a beautiful Instagram page as well.
Okay, great. As I go to the commercial break, I want to remind everybody we have the AHA Business Trivia Contest. Later in the show, the winner will receive a gift certificate to the Village Square Cafe in Cross Keys. And when we come back, I'll be talking to Rudolph Isaacs of Isaac Accounting. I am Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300 AM. I'm Alan Hirsch, and I believe in making a difference in the lives of others. I help you understand your vision, both professional and personal, discover why you're in business, work with your visions to align them with your why, give you feedback on what is important, and hold you accountable for your decisions. All this so you can improve your life and improve the lives of the people around you. If that sounds like someone you want to work with, give me a call at 443-977-4500. That's 443-977-4500. Looking for a new website for your business? Need some help getting people on your pages? Adventure Web Interactive is your all-in-one website source. Our websites have won multiple awards and recognitions for innovation and design. Choose from services like website design, mobile app development, database integration, SEO, social media marketing, and content writing. Call Adventure Web today for a free consultation at 410-788-7007 or click on advp.com.
Search engine optimization can be critical to the success of any business. Every enterprise wants to solve the mystery of SEO. Here are a few facts. 4 times as many consumers would rather watch a video about a product than read text about it. 40% of consumers say that video increases their chances of making an online purchase. Search engines like Google and Bing recognize that consumers stay twice as long if your site has video content. Call LW BizFlix at 443-465-8300 to see how video content can drive your SEO upward. Product videos, website introductions, video testimonials, educational videos, explainer videos, you name it. Call LW BizFlix today at 443-465-8300 or check out their website, lwbizflix.com. That's LWBIZFLICKS.com and get your business on track to maximize your SEO.
I read the Baltimore Business Journal, and so should you. The BBJ is the region's leading business-to-business news organization. If it relates to business, the BBJ has it. Learn who is growing, what your competition is doing, who the movers and shakers are, and how to reach them. Visit BaltimoreBusinessJournal.com for breaking news throughout the day. Sign up for daily newsletters, follow your favorite reporters as they break news via online stories and Twitter, and read the paper each Friday for a deep dive into the stories that matter most.
When a child is diagnosed with a critical illness, their childhood is cut short. The Casey Cares Foundation steps in to provide ongoing and fun activities for everyone in the family when they need it most. Movie tickets, athlete meet and greets, vacations. Join us at our Studio 54 Gala on Saturday, March 23rd to help us continue to provide little moments and lasting memories for families in your area. For tickets and sponsorship information, log on to caseycares.org.
Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. Once again, here's your host, Alan Hirsch.
Welcome back to the night show. This segment, I have Rudolph Isaacs from Isaacs Accounting in Pikesville. Welcome to the show, Rudolph.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
I really enjoy what I do. I've been doing accounting and taxes and in my field for quite some time. So I think it's really the enjoyment working with other individuals, working with people in my office. So I really think that the passion that I have for what I do is why I get up every day.
Okay, great. So how did you get started? And I guess you went to school, but how did you get started and eventually build your own practice?
Of course, yeah, like you said, I went to school, got my degree in accounting, and then in 2000, I got my CPA, and always had an interest in being my own business owner. I started out in a local accounting firm, working with them. That's where I pretty much cut my teeth and got exposed to the different aspects of accounting and taxes. I started out as a tax intern and decided one day that, you know, this is something I really want to do, something that I think I can do on my own. And decided to, after getting more experience underneath of my belt and working through the process, decided to start my own business.
So you have a small accounting firm. Mm-hmm. You work with small, mid-sized businesses.
Correct.
So what are some of your specialties?
I really enjoy working with home health agencies. That's a really industry that I kind of focus on right now. I enjoy working with restaurants. And what interests me about those is the potential and the growth that they have in their businesses. It can pretty much grow pretty rapidly if it's the right business owner. And if they've planned, if they've created a budget and they've created projections for their business. Say again?
And if they haven't?
Well, if you don't really plan, it's really tough to kind of really grow your business. So you really want to have a focus. I like working with individuals that what I kind of would say in quotes are serious about their business. And to me, what that means is they've developed a plan. They know their business and they know how to do the technical and the entrepreneurial side of their business, but they also understand that they have to have a good team around them, an accountant, a lawyer, marketing individuals, so they can outsource a lot of the services because they're not going to be able to do everything on their own, especially with small business owners. They're wearing many hats. Oftentimes, you are the marketing individual, you are the accountant, you're the janitor, you're cleaning up your office. So when you're able to get to a point where you can hire somebody to provide you with some of these services as an accountant, CPA, to help you with your bookkeeping and help you with your accounting and your taxes, helping with planning so that you can develop the tools so that you can have a really sound fiscal business and you're more aware and you're more into your numbers. I think that's really important for business owners.
So when you're looking at the planning and moving forward, what are you looking for from them that can help them move themselves forward to the next level?
What I'm really looking for from them is what are their plans? What are their goals? Where they want to be in the next couple of years? Or just next year, you know, do they want to increase their revenue by 5-10%? How are they managing their expenses? And so what I'm really looking from them is their goals and their plans for the next couple of years. And then I sit down with them and help them develop a budget, develop projections around their goals, and develop the strategies, or they kind of communicate to me what their strategies are, and we work together to pull those numbers together.
So, you know, in my experience as a executive coach, they get to these plateaus in businesses mm-hmm. where they get to a point and the business owners are doing everything. Mm. They start out marketing, accounting, the whole bailiwick. At what point do they then need to hire some people to and or delegate mm-hmm. responsibilities so that they can take their business to the next level?
I think they really need to have a good team right in the beginning. And it doesn't mean that it has to be very expensive. They can talk to an accountant and just get in some consulting, help the ask the accountant, how can I structure my business? You know, what type of entity should I choose? How should I go about keeping my accounting and my records? So I think in the beginning, if they just reach out to an accountant, lawyers, and try to figure out, you know, what do I need to do in order to make sure I have the appropriate internal control procedures? And as they grow, they can get these other individuals, the accountant, lawyers to help them as they are outgrowing and to have them on a retainer and have them to provide more services as they're growing. So, you know, in the beginning, it can start off relatively small or slow, but as they're growing, they're going to need these individuals in their business to try and help them maintain and grow their business.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there comes a point when they're going to need a bookkeeper rather than an accountant. And how do you get them to move in those kinds of directions so that they can grow?
Well, what we do is we pull together their records and then show them, you know, with those numbers, you know, what it looks like at this particular point in time. And, you know, based on their goals and their objectives, you know, if you were to, you know, increase your sales and go about, you know, trying to grow your business, we can project those numbers out to show them, you know, what does it really look like if I'm going to be doing, you know, maybe $1 million of sales, $2 million of sales, what do I need to do in order to get me to that next level? So we kind of sit down with them, work through that plan and work through that budget. And, you know, the funny thing about numbers is that they really don't lie. You know, you put these numbers on paper and it kind of crystallizes and gives you the true picture of what your objectives and goals are.
So for you, you're doing the financials. Are you doing, do you do for your clients quarterly or monthly financials, or do they do them themselves? How does that work?
Well, it all depends on the client. Of course, if it's somebody that's relatively smaller, we may be doing everything for them, you know, the accounting, the bookkeeping, the financial statements. And we kind of tailor our services to that particular client. Larger clients, they will have their own bookkeepers where they're doing, you know, the day-to-day in, accounts receivable, accounts payable, the daily work. And then we'll come in and review everything to make sure that the balance sheet, the income statement, that they are reconciled, they're appropriately reviewed. We sit down with the owners and review those reports with them to make sure that they understand what their numbers are. So really, we kind of tailor our services around the size of the business and what their needs are.
So that on a monthly basis, they have accurate updated financials so they can make some financial decisions as they move forward from month to month in the progression of their business.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some business owners, they may have a need to look at their financial statements every month. Again, it depends on the size and what their goals are. But at least at a minimum, I believe all business owners should be looking at their financial reports at least quarterly. And again, depends on the size. If they're bigger, larger type of businesses, then definitely at least they need to be looking at their numbers every month.
To me, I would suggest they need to look at them every month, because when they're smaller, if something gets out of whack, they need to see it sooner so they can resolve that issue and move forward into to get it corrected. If you wait 3 months, it could be too late.
Well, as the accountants, we're pulling the numbers together for them. And if we see anything that is, you know, out of whack, then of course we communicate to that to them, look at those numbers with them. But, you know, really around tax planning and things of that nature, sometimes we'll look at it on a quarterly basis.
Yeah,
for
tax planning, absolutely. But if you're, in my mind, if you're running a business, you need to know where you are and so that you can move forward. And one of yours is home health care that you work with. That must be very challenging with the employment status.
Well, it's challenging for them to make sure they have the appropriate employees on staff. I don't really necessarily deal with that side of the house. That's really the HR area. But with any businesses, there could be a lot of turnover.
Yeah. So in dealing with these kinds of entrepreneurs, what kind of advice do you give to somebody that's just wants to get started, hasn't started, wants to get started? What one piece of advice or two pieces of advice do you give them?
Well, one, I would say to them, they really need to be passionate about what they're doing. I mean, really enjoy what they're doing because, you know, this is something they're going to do the long term. And then from an accounting standpoint is to really try to analyze and determine what's the appropriate structure for their business, whether they're going to be a corporation or LLC, single member LLC or partnership. And we'll help walk them through that process. And then just walking through them the process of separating their accounting records from their personal, making sure that they aren't commingling the two to each other. So we walked into that process.
Well, time's up.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being here. But Rudolph, how can listeners reach you to talk about their accounting systems?
They can call me at my office at 410-653-1272. And my website is cpa-baltimore.com.
Thank you very much for being here. When we come back from the commercial break, I'll be talking to Ira Geller, president of Geller Lighting Supply. I'm Alan Hirsch, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300 AM.
Traffic is heavy going up in both of the tunnels as well as on the inner loop at Arbutus all the way up to 70 above Baltimore from Greenspring Avenue stretching over to Lockhaven Boulevard. The outer loop is packed from Arbutus to Linthicum Heights, so is 29 moving north from Columbia to just past 100, so is 100 westbound moving past 29. Lots of brake lights on either side of 295 at 32, slow eastbound on 100 just below BWI. With your traffic, I'm Nathan Scott on CBS Sports Radio 1300.
The BBJ's Business Growth Expo is the perfect place for you to meet and do business with small to mid-sized businesses. Their exhibitors showcase their services. Attend one of the three breakout sessions to gain insight on the latest business trends, sales tactics, digital marketing, and more. Join the Baltimore Business Journal and exhibitors at the Delta Hotel by Marriott Hunt Valley on Friday, May 10th from 8 a.m. till 12:30 p.m., learning how to grow your business with new products and services.
Is your website up to the new Google standards? If it has been a while since your website has been updated, you could be missing out on valuable traffic because potential clients can't find you. At Adventure Web Interactive, our web designers can update your site by optimizing it for search engines and maximizing user experience. Contact Adventure Web today at 410-788-7007 for a free website analysis, or visit us on the web at advp.com.
Join Girl Scouts of Central Maryland for their annual networking fundraiser. The Distinguished Women's Award Celebration, which honors Maryland businesswomen for their leadership examples, on April 17, 2019, at the Center Club in downtown Baltimore. Proceeds support leadership programming for local Girl Scouts in grades K through 12. Visit gscm.org for tickets and event details. Girl Scouts, the best leadership experience for girls.
Proper IT support for your office is essential in keeping your team functional. Downtime from preventable technical problems and unresponsive tech support resources drains your efficiency and productivity. BL Technical Services can maintain your computer network and keep everything running, and quickly respond to you whenever there is a challenge. Make BL Technical Services your IT department today. Visit bltechnical.com or call 410-504-1949 for more information.
She's blown us away as the strong-willed Susie Green in HBO's long-running series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Don't miss the hilarious Susie Essman, live and unscripted at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation's 9th Annual Night of the Stars, Thursday evening, May 16th, honoring community leaders and longtime BHC congregants Peggy Kay and Fred Wolf III, and benefiting BHC's youth community. Great seats available now. Tickets and information at baltimorehebrew.org/NOTS.
The Baltimore City Chamber of Commerce is your voice in the Baltimore business community. Our mission is to help our members create lasting partnerships throughout the city and the region by making resources, information, and networking opportunities available to our members. For more information on how to get involved in Baltimore City Chamber of Commerce or to register for one of our upcoming events, visit us at baltimorecitychamber.org. That's baltimorecitychamber.org.
Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. Once again, here's your host, Alan Hirsch.
Well, welcome back to the night show. This segment, Ira Geller, president of Geller Lighting Supply Company, is my guest. If you're interested in joining the conversation, give us a call, 410-481-1300. So welcome to the show, Ira. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
I like what I do. I've been in business for 35 years, and I like seeing my customers, and I like teaching my customers about energy saving, and like selling the product, and I like running my company.
Good. So you're in the lighting business. So what's so exciting about the lighting business? Although you do a lot of commercial work.
I do only commercial work.
Oh, you do only commercial work. So tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started, and lighting has certainly changed in the last 35 years.
Well, my company is Galler Lighting Supply. We're a distributor of lamps and ballasts and light fixtures, and we've been in business for 35 years since 1984, and what we stock the products that the customers use in their facilities. So we stock everything from incandescent and metal halide and LED light bulbs. And the era of lighting has really changed in the past 5 years, because everyone is converting over from the fluorescent bulbs that they have that were efficient 10, 15 years ago to LEDs, which are more efficient.
Yeah. So one of the reasons is this BG&E in Para, Maryland.
That's right.
And which means that when you come in to do some changes, many times the BG&E, through the collection that you're already paying on your bills, is giving you credits for what you purchase.
Well, there's a program through the Empower Maryland program, and there are rebates available for commercial users that want to update their parking lot lights or their interior lights or their exterior lights. And it pays a rebate for reducing the wattage and using more energy efficient lighting supplies.
So, you know, so you're in a sense, you're passing that on to the customer.
Correct.
And they're getting the benefits of the lighting.
Correct. So if there's a job that might be $10,000 to do a parking lot for light fixtures, BG might pay as much as $7,500 on it. And the customer can realize the savings quickly, and the return on the investment can be less than 12 months.
So you're communicating, trying to communicate this to your commercial customers.
That's correct.
And trying to work out with them, saving them the most money.
Correct.
To make them happy and efficient.
Right, because now the lighting, the light bulbs that are out there and the lighting sources that are out there are more lumens per watt than they ever have been. The incandescent light bulbs from 20 years ago used to be about 10 lumens per watt. And if you relate lumens per watt to miles per gallon, we're going from a 10-mile-per-gallon car to a fixture now that's 150 lumens per watt. Thus, we can use less wattage and have more light. And also, the LEDs have a much longer life. So the incandescent bulbs used to have a 1,000-hour, 2,000-hour life. These LEDs are 25 to 50,000 hours, and some as much as 100,000 hours. So if someone's burning their lights 12 hours a day, 100,000 hours can mean 25 years.
Yeah, it can mean, absolutely, can mean, you know, 50,000 hours is, you know, 12,000 is 12 years, something like that, 15 years. And it creates a tremendous efficiency and a light source that's very low wattage.
And less heat, too.
Well, that's one of the big things that, I was in the food service design business when LEDs were introduced and became popular. To use them in a freezer, you had to put lights in freezers and food display cabinets. And before, you know, used incandescent, you had to have more freezer.
Yeah, used incandescents, you had to coat them with rubber coating so they wouldn't break, and you'd have to change them often. When you used fluorescent, the fluorescent tubes didn't work well in cold temperatures. And now when you use LEDs, they took care of all the problems. They don't break, and they have a long life, and they're low wattage.
Right. And they're really efficient. Meanwhile, if anybody, if you want to give us a call, I'm talking to Ira Geller, president of Geller Lighting Supply. here in Baltimore. Give us a call, 410-481-1300, to join the conversation or ask Ira or myself any questions. So what's the biggest challenge you face going forward in your industry?
Well, it's educating the consumer. It's educating the engineers of the buildings, because they're used to using the same compact fluorescent, or they're used to using the same incandescents. And you have to talk them into using something, and then after you talk them into it, they love it and they want more. It's not really that much of a challenge, especially when BG is helping with the cost of the lamps, because now the cost of a LED is less than the cost of the old compact fluorescent and less than the cost of the old incandescents. So once they use them, they love them.
Oh, I understand, but too many buildings, too many businesses haven't converted. They haven't moved. I still see in buildings I go in all over the city, the incandescent or the fluorescent.
Give me the addresses of them, and I'll call on them tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
Because it's very rare I see floodlights or incandescent regular light bulbs. Everyone's got on the train and converted. I can't say everyone, but a lot of people.
But to convert from fluorescent to LED lighting can be rather expensive, can it not?
No, there's a plug-and-play lamp, so someone can take their fluorescent 4-foot lamp out of their fixture and put an LED lamp into the same fixture that'll operate with the same ballast. So they can go from a 32-watt 4-foot tube down to a 12-watt 4-foot tube. So they could save 20 watts per tube. So when you have a 4-tube fixture, that's 80 watts per fixture. That's a lot of money to save when you have one fixture at 80 watts and you have maybe 10 or 12 in a room.
Yeah, well, that certainly is. I guess it really is the math, but how do you convince some of these old people out there that haven't done it?
It's hard to convince the old people. They're set in their ways. But once you leave a sample and you leave them with a lamp, some people try a couple and then they go more and more.
So I have one more question. You're an entrepreneur. If someone came to you and was interested in starting a business, what would be some advice you would be giving them to help them along the way?
Take a little bit of time. Don't get too big too fast. And pay your bills and pay your employees first.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. How can our listeners reach you to find out more about lighting for their buildings?
Well, most people have passed our building on 695. We're located right at the Washington Boulevard exit, Geller Lighting Supply. We have a website, gellerlighting.com, where they can reach us at 410-247-3636. We have outside sales reps that call on the buildings and will help the engineers or help the maintenance men or help the building owners or help the managers and guide them to the correct lighting that they should use for their buildings.
Okay. Well, Steve, Ira, I want to thank you very much for being here. Thank you. When we come back, I will have the AHA Business Trivia Contest. The winner will receive a gift certificate to the Village Square Cafe in Cross Keys. And I will be talking to Steve Koppelman, president of Active Excursions. I'm Alan Hirsch, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio, 1300 AM.
In the digital world, first impressions are everything. If your site is slow or outdated, you could be missing out on valuable business. The team at Adventure Web Interactive is ready to help you bring your website up to date so that you can reach new audiences and convert more leads. Contact Adventure Web today at 410-788-7007 for a free website analysis, or visit them on the web at advp.com.
When a child is diagnosed with a critical illness, their childhood is cut short. The Casey Cares Foundation steps in to provide ongoing and fun activities for everyone in the family when they need it most. Movie tickets, athlete meet and greets, vacations. Join us at our Studio 54 Gala on Saturday, March 23rd to help us continue to provide little moments and lasting memories for families in your area. For tickets and sponsorship information, log on to caseycares.org. At Offutt Kerman, we do things differently. Clients choose us because we understand business, and we're innovative problem solvers. We are attorneys who help business owners excel in both their professional and personal lives, and in the most productive and cost-effective manner. That's what makes us the perfect legal partner for maximizing and protecting your business value and individual wealth. We are a full-service law firm. We are Offutt Kerman. How can we help you?
I read the Baltimore Business Journal, and so should you. The BBJ is the region's leading business-to-business news organization. If it relates to business, the BBJ has it. Learn who is growing, what your competition is doing, who the movers and shakers are, and how to reach them. Visit BaltimoreBusinessJournal.com for breaking news throughout the day. Sign up for daily newsletters, follow your favorite reporters as they break news via online stories and Twitter, and read the paper each Friday for a deep dive into the stories that matter most. The Maryland Construction Network is an innovative construction association representing the entire construction community. With premier networking events, relevant educational programs, and unique and creative ways to market and promote your business. The question is, why not the Maryland Construction Network? It's affordable and it's effective. As a business coach, I recommend that you check it out for yourself. Visit mdconstructionnet.net to learn more. That's mdconstructionnet.net. I'm Alan Hirsch, and I believe in making a difference in the lives of others. I help you understand your vision, both professional and personal, discover why you're in business, work with your visions to align them with your why, give you feedback on what is important, and hold you accountable for your decisions. All this so you can improve your life and improve the lives of the people around you. If that sounds like someone you want to work with, give me a call at 443-977-4500. That's 443-977-4500.
977-4500. Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. And now it's time for tonight's AHA trivia question, where you can win great prizes from the AHA Business Radio Show. Call 410-481-1300 if you know the answer. And now with tonight's AHA trivia question, here's your host, Alan Hirsch.
Welcome back to the show. The trivia question for tonight is, the American Legion is a nationwide organization which represents what kind or what group of people? If you think you know the answer, give us a call, 410-481-1300. And the caller with the correct answer will receive a gift certificate to the Village Square Cafe in Cross Keys. It's a wonderful place, and so, again, the American Legion is a nationwide organization which represents what group of people? In the meantime, while we see what kind of callers we get, I have with me in the studio a Steve Koppelman, president of Active Excursions. So if you want to join the conversation, please give us a call at 410-481-1300 and let my producer know whether you're calling for the trivia or to join the conversation. So, Steve, what motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work?
In a simple way, just taking care of my clients, making sure when we do events or trips or excursions for them, we just want to make sure we take care of everything, make sure the event is a home run, and just making sure every detail is taken care of.
So, give me an example of what you do.
I'll give you a great example. I just got back from being in the Bahamas for 11 days, we had a client that wanted to take care of his clients. So we took two groups. One group came from Washington, D.C. They are a bunch of commercial real estate folks. And my client's an architect, and he wants to do more business with these folks. So we had a group from Washington, D.C. 1 week. And then the second week, it was a group from New York City. And I take care of every logistics. So I got the plane and the hotels and taking care of the scuba and getting people certified and every single detail so my client can spend his time building relationships and rapport and bonds with his clients.
So it's really a team. In that case, it was a team building with the customer and the supplier, I guess, building teamwork with each other.
Yes. I when I talk to a new client, it's always, what are you doing for your employees right now? What are you doing for your clients? And what are you doing for the community? Because we'll help you organize, run, plan, research, and facilitate those kinds of retreats or team building or thank you clients for being great clients or, hey, we want to serve the community. We'll help you do those things. So it always starts with your company culture. And to me, that's about the employees, it's about the clients, and it's about the community.
So give me some more examples. I mean, this whole thing fascinates me. You do award trips, but give me some other examples of what you do, from the 5 to 11 day travel with a with a architect who sounds like he does marvelous, to, you know, someone that would do something for a day. But before you ask the question, let me go to Michelle on line one. Michelle?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You have the answer to the trivia question?
Well, I'm not sure, because I thought that the American Legion represented any veteran that served our country, no matter when or how.
You are absolutely correct.
Good, because there's a lot of veterans in my family.
good for you. Let me put you on hold, and if you would give Billy your information, we'll send out that gift certificate in a couple days.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling and listening. Take care. So give me some more examples of programs, because I think the more people listen, the more they would be inclined to do some of these things.
Yeah, well, here's a good example. Your earlier guest, Copper Kitchen, we do their corporate, their retreat, their team retreat every year in January. And it's getting out of the office for a day, doing their strategic planning, getting organized, doing a review of last year and a preview of what's going to happen this year. And then they do a fun team building event and team building stuff together. And then they go out for happy hour and have fun together after that. So this is just them doing their strategic planning. We've got a great client, Cole Roofing, and they're celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. So we're doing a couple events, including an evening reception and a big picnic for all their employees and a lot of their people. And they just want to celebrate the fact that they're a great company. They've been around for 100 years, and they are out there just doing those things. There's a group of plumbers that we're taking them rock climbing in a couple weeks, because that's what he wants to do for his team. So it's having fun sometimes. Sometimes it's something that's creative. Sometimes it's strategic. Sometimes it's rewarding. It's just, we find out why they want to do it, and then we help them put together the how-to.
And you put together the how-to. You
exactly.
And the logistics are really the key.
Yes.
So what goes
lots
into—
Lots of details.
Lots of details. So what goes into making the details, making these events and these team building programs so successful, because the client doesn't have to do anything if you do it right?
Exactly. I mean, to me, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of vendors to work with. There's a lot of things that have to be taken care of. And the more I know about the client, the more I understand their culture, the more I understand what they're trying to accomplish, the better job I could do for them. And I want them to focus on their primary business. I want them to focus on what they're doing so we can do this behind the scenes for them.
So what are some of the logistics? I mean, I've planned some things, and, you know, it's amazing what people forget they need, that you have to go literally. So what are some of the projections that logistics that you have to make arrangements for?
It goes from everything from a meal, if they're going to eat or have a happy hour or lunch or cocktails or drinks, to the space they're going to do the event at, to the actual event itself. And sometimes it's an outdoor excursion where they're whitewater rafting or kayaking or going on a hike. Sometimes it's an indoor event. Sometimes it's they're learning how to cook together. So every single vendor has to have a plan. And then the whole day has to be put together. Then you have to have all the moving parts, like the facilitators, everybody in line to make sure they execute it, whether it's for 2 hours or getting away for a week.
So, you know, when you're thinking about planning a meal, you've got to plan the meal.
Right, You're not just going out for dinner or booking a reservation for two people.
You're booking at
for 20 to 200,
and you're picking a particular meal.
Yep, and you got to worry about food allergies and who can eat this, and sometimes there's kosher, and you got to. So every single person has to be taken care of. We've worked. We did a community outreach day for a large CPA firm, and it was like their staff of 200 people going out the entire city, serving the community, and then we pull them all together at the end of the day for a lunch, a happy hour, and just having fun together. But there were several kosher meals that we had to take into account. So, and there's several people with food allergies, so you have to make sure simple details like that have to be taken care of.
But if you don't, and there'll be issues. So you have to be very careful to make sure you're taking care of all of those special issues.
Right. If I take a group away on a trip, you know, I send out a little questionnaire. What are some things you like to snack on? Like, what do you like to drink beverage-wise? So that way we have those niceties when they're at their hotel room or on a boat or somewhere else. We want to have those fun things for them and the things they enjoy as well.
Yeah, and you're taking a trip to the Bahamas. You had to plan 11 days of activities.
It was actually two trips of 4 days each.
Okay.
And then I took a couple of days in between to relax and
right.
Enjoy myself.
Right. I'm sure.
And do work.
You can do work, but those 4 days, you have to literally plan everything.
Absolutely. Every single detail from the minute they get on a plane to the minute they get back on the plane to go home.
So some of the details that you have to go through, if they're taking a bus trip to visit a site, if you're taking a group to England or wherever, you've got to plan every single minute of every single day.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You just have to make sure that everything is accounted for and you have that event planner where just every single detail and every minute, like you were saying, is accounted for, including time for they could just go out and have fun. Like once dinner's over, sometimes they go out and have a couple more drinks together. So
right. That's, or just go out and have a couple more drinks.
Yes.
Or do whatever they
want to do. Or do whatever they're going to do after I turn in.
Ever they want to do.
That's up to them.
Yes. But you have to plan most of those days.
Yes.
And those logistics are very complicated that most people don't really understand.
Yes. I got a call the other day from a wife of a person who owns the business, and they want to do their first President's Club trip. So it's going to be about 15 people and spouses, so 30 total people, to go to Jamaica for a week. And this owner put his wife to do it, and she's like, I have no idea how to do all this. There's so many details, so many moving parts. So somebody one of my clients referred me to them. And so now we're taking it over. But she was like overwhelmed in the first 15 minutes of trying to figure out what to do.
Right. Because she's got to figure out a week's worth of activities.
Yes.
For 30 diverse people.
Yes.
You know, and one day might be, parasailing and for some people, and other people don't want to do it. And
some people want to sit there and sit on the beach and read. Some people want to go play golf. Some people want to go horseback riding. And there's 1,000 things that they could do, and you got to make sure they're all having fun doing it.
Right.
Bonding and building that rapport.
So what is the – you have fun doing this, which I can see from what you say. But if someone wanted to go in this business or a similar business – what would be a piece of advice you would give them?
Just to go for it. Just be as simple as it is. If you have a vision of what you want to create, a business, a new idea, a new product, just don't second guess yourself. Don't play mental ping pong going back and forth. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I give up my job security? Just go for it. Okay. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Okay.
So I would say any entrepreneur out there, just go for it.
And have a passion for what you do.
Yes, definitely have a passion for what you do.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for being here, Steve, a chance to talk to our audience. How can they reach you to make arrangements for one of these trips that you plan?
Our website is activeexcursions.org. We also have another website called venioevents.com, and that's V-E-N-I-O events.com. And my simple phone number is 410-298-5643. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And if you have a couple questions, my first question would be is, why do you want to do this? Then the second question would be, what's your budget? And then we'll go from there.
Well, good luck and thank you. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Alan. Really appreciate it.
I want to thank Billy Goheen, my producer who sits over here and makes things happen. Thank you very much. I also want to thank my videographer, Larry Wilner of LW BizFlix, for making the videotape of tonight's show. Please join me next Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will be talking business with my guests, Craig Call, Rachel Payne, and Scott Hughes. They are the president and associates from Adventure Web Interactive. They're my web company. They do a wonderful job for me, and you can hear from them about some of the new modern and what's happening in the web these days. I'm Alan Hirsch of the Alan Hirsch Advisors, your host. To reach me, call 443-977-4500 or visit my website, www.alanhirschadvisors.com. To listen to podcasts of the past shows, go to ahabusinessradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at ahabizradio. And this has been AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300 AM. Good night. See you next Tuesday night.
Great athletes have coaches. So should CEOs and business owners. Hi, this is Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors. Owning a business takes drive, desire, and a certain amount of luck. Well, I can't help you with the luck. I can help you make better decisions, giving you a competitive edge. If you own a business, I invite you to contact us. Our goal is to help you align your company vision and your personal lives so you'll make and execute better decisions. At Alan Hirsch Advisors, we create those aha moments. Log on to alanhirschadvisors.com for more information.
The Baltimore City Chamber of Commerce is your voice in the Baltimore business community. Our mission is to help our members create lasting partnerships throughout the city and the region by making resources, information, and networking opportunities available to our members. For more information on how to get involved in Baltimore City Chamber of Commerce or to register for one of our upcoming events, visit us at baltimorecitychamber.org. That's baltimorecitychamber.org.
I'm Alan Hirsch, and I trust my digital marketing to the experts at Adventure Web Interactive. They have grown my Twitter following by 400%, increased my web views by 200%, and helped me reach new audiences. From content creation to social media management, Adventure Web has been an invaluable partner in helping me maximize my online presence. Contact them today at 410-788-7007 or visit them on the web at advp.com.
Join Girl Scouts of Central Maryland for their annual networking fundraiser. The Distinguished Women's Award Celebration, which honors Maryland businesswomen for their leadership examples on April 17th, 2019 at the Center Club in downtown Baltimore. Proceeds support leadership programming for local Girl Scouts in grades K through 12. Visit gscm.org for tickets and event details. Girl Scouts, the best leadership experience for girls.
At Offutt Kerman, we do things differently. Clients choose us because we understand business, and we're innovative problem solvers. We are attorneys who help business owners excel in both their professional and personal lives, and in the most productive and cost-effective manner. That's what makes us the perfect legal partner for maximizing and protecting your business value and individual wealth. We are a full-service law firm. We are Offutt Kerman. How can we help you?
She's blown us away as the strong-willed Susie Green in HBO's long-running series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Don't miss the hilarious Susie Essman, live and unscripted at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation's 9th Annual Night of the Stars, Thursday evening, May 16th, honoring community leaders and longtime BHC congregants Peggy Kay and Fred Wolf III, and benefiting BHC's youth community. Great seats available now. Tickets and information at baltimorehebrew.org/ NOTS.
Proper IT support for your office is essential in keeping your team functional. Downtime from preventable technical problems and unresponsive tech support resources drains your efficiency and productivity. BL Technical Services can maintain your computer network and keep everything running and quickly respond to you whenever there is a challenge. Make BL Technical Services your IT department today. Visit bltechnical.com or call 410-504-1949 for more information.
I'm Alan Hirsch, and I believe in making a difference in the lives of others. I help you understand your vision, both professional and personal, discover why you're in business, work with your visions to align them with your why, give you feedback on what is important, and hold you accountable for your decisions. All this so you can improve your life and improve the lives of the people around you. If that sounds like someone you want to work with, give me a call at 443-977-4500. That's 443-977-4500.
The preceding was a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZAM, Intercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates. CBS Sports Radio 1300 is WJZAM Baltimore, WJZFM HD3 Cajunsville, Baltimore. Your home for Maryland Terrapin sports and live sports talk around the clock.